morning and welcome to another edition of I've Heard That Song Before. Every Sunday morning, we go back to the days of the big bands, the jazz artists, and those wonderful singers who delighted music fans during the years from 1920 to 1960. My name is Stephanie Robinson, and please join me for the next hour for some great music from days gone by. The trumpet of Roy Eldridge opens this morning's edition of I've Heard That Song Before. And he was accompanied by a very mellow Oscar Peterson and his trio, along with drummer Alvin Stoller, on that particular recording, When It's Sleepy Time Down South, written by Clarence Muse, Leon René, and Otis René. They start off this morning's edition of the show, and we're going to bring you some very fine jazz musicians in recordings that they made in the 1950s. I think we've got a couple that go back into the 40s, but mostly we're going to be in the 1950s, and we have some very fine jazz artists for you and some lovely songs. So I hope you enjoy it on this very fine spring morning here in Ottawa, or wherever you may be listening. Well, our next set of artists is led by one of the legends of jazz, and that's Sidney Bechet. Started out on the clarinet and then went on to specialize with the soprano sax. One of the great jazz artists of the 20th century. We're going to hear him with a group called his Blue Note Jazzmen. So along with Sydney, we're going to hear from Jonah Jones on trumpet, Jimmy Archie on trombone, Buddy Weed, piano, Walter Page on bass, and Johnny Blowers on drums. They're going to bring us the piece Rose of the Rio Grande, written by Harry Warren, Edgar Leslie, and Ross Gorman. And that's from 1953. Well, then we'll go to 1959 to another wonderful trumpeter, Bobby Hackett. He had a very fine quartet consisting of Dave McKenna, Bob Carter, and Dick Scott. They're going to bring us a lovely version of the Duke Ellington standard, Prelude to a Kiss. And then back to 1957. Charlie Shavers is going to join us with friends including Buster Bailey on clarinet, Benny Morton on trombone, Russell Procope, alto sax, and Ken Kersey on piano, along with Aaron Bell on bass and Specs Powell on drums. And Charlie, of course, on trumpet, leading the group in their recording of Flow Gently, Sweet Rhythm. Well, I couldn't find out who actually wrote this particular one. It may have been a Charlie Shavers adaptation of another song, but it became known and it was recorded and made very popular by singer Maxine Sullivan. And in fact, it became the signature tune for her radio show in the early 1940s. And we're going to start with Sidney Bechet and his Blue Note Jasmine, Rose of the Rio Grande.
Thank you.
Charlie Shavers and Friends with Float Gently, Sweet Rhythm from 1957. Before that, a very mellow rendition of Prelude to a Kiss from the Bobby Hackett Quartet, 1959. And we started out with Rose of the Rio Grande from 1953 with Sidney Bechet and his Blue Note Jasmine. And I've got to say that the combination of Sidney Bechet and Jonah Jones in the studio always led to a very lively piece. Very definite musical personalities there. And I have also to mention the delightful piano piece by Buddy Weed on that one. Very consummate pianist. And I don't have very many recordings by him, but I treasure the ones I do.
You're listening to CHUO 89.1 FM in Ottawa and Gatineau. With the Ford government's reforms coming this fall, CHUO's future is under threat. Now more than ever, we need your help. To find out more and what you can do about it, go to chuo.fm/action.
And you're listening to I've Heard That Song Before on CHUO 89.1 FM. We're coming to you from the University of Ottawa. And this morning on the show, we're listening to some jazz groups, mostly from the 1950s, and a lot of them for the smaller labels. And we have some pretty mighty talent in the studio this morning. We're going to go now to a group called the Rampart Street Paraders. This is from 1954, and I think this group was drawn from the Bob Crosby Orchestra. I can see that from the personnel lineup in the studio list, but also the name is a giveaway there, because South Rampart Street Parade became a bit of a signature tune for the Bob Crosby Orchestra. Well, they consisted on this particular day of Clyde Hurley on trumpet, Abe Lincoln on trombone, Matty Matlock on clarinet, Eddie Miller tenor sax, Stan Reitzman piano, George Van Epps on guitar, Phil Stevens on bass, and Nick Fatool on drums. They're going to bring us a number written by Victor Young, and it's called I Don't Stand a Ghost of a Chance. And then we'll go back to 1951 to one of the most famous and gifted trumpeters of the century, and that has got to be Miles Davis. And he's going to bring us a lovely rendition of Yesterday's, written by Jerome Kern. Joining Miles in the studio is Lee Konitz on alto sax, Sal Mosca on piano, Billy Bauer on guitar, Arnold Fishkin on bass, and Max Roach on drums. And this particular recording also appeared on his Conception album compilation, which he issued in 1956. And we'll round out the set with a recording from 1956 from one of the loveliest voices and pianists in the business, and that belonged to Nat King Cole. We'll hear him with his trio, with a number written by Ray Evans and Jay Livingston, and it's called I Was a Little Too Lonely and You Were a Little Too Late. And we'll start with the Rampart Street Paraders, I Don't Stand a Ghost of a Chance.
Thank you. promised me you'd come back. I promised to wait, but I was a little too lonely, and you were a little too late. Too many long nights alone, not even a date. So I got a little too lonely, and now you're a little too late. You never would write, you never would call. While I had the blues, you were having a ball. You thought that I'd be here to run to. Now I'm gonna do to you what I was done to. Too bad about you, my friend. It could have been great, but I was a little too lonely, and you were a little too late. Call. While I had the blues, you were having a ball. You thought that I'd be here to run to. Now I'm gonna do to you what I was done to. Too bad about you, my friend. It could have been great, but I was a little too lonely, and you were a little too late.
Want to hear the latest in jazz? Or maybe some of the greats from the past? Tune in to In Transition with Randy McElligott every Sunday between noon and 2 p.m. on CHUO-FM 89.1, coming to you from the University of Ottawa.
The 2019 CHUO card gives you access to exclusive deals at 44 local businesses and over 50 locations around the Ottawa-Gatineau region. Get discounts at 27 spots never before seen on the card, like the Art House Cafe, Smudge Beauty Bar, Octopus Books, Compact Music, Live on Elgin, and many more friends old and new. Flaunt your love of community radio and get rewarded at the coolest cafes, music stores, bookstores, and local businesses all over town. Visit chuo.fm/card to get yours.
And welcome back to I've Heard That Song Before on CHUO 89.1 FM. And we've just been listening to Nat King Cole and his trio from 1956. A song written by Jay Livingston and Ray Evans called I Was a Little Too Lonely and You Were a Little Too Late. Before that, beautifully crafted interpretation of the Jerome Kern melody, Yesterdays, brought to us by Miles Davis in 1951. And we started out with the Rampart Street Paraders from 1954, I Don't Stand a Ghost of a Chance, and some fine trumpet there from Clyde Hurley. Well, we're going to carry on with our small group recordings featuring many of the wonderful musicians that were around in the 1950s, and we're going to venture back, actually, into the 1940s in our next set. And we'll go to Eddie Condon and his band from 1943, one of the many, many recordings they made for the Commodore Jazz label. Well, Eddie Condon was a guitarist who featured on so many of the recordings across the board for many of the labels back then. Also had a nightclub and was a great organizer of jazz sessions. So we'll hear him and friends on this particular version of Save Your Sorrow, which was written by Buddy De Silva and Al Sherman. Well, joining Eddie in the studio that day were Max Kaminsky on trumpet, Pee Wee Russell on clarinet, and Lou McGarrity on trombone. We're going to hear the piano played by Joe Bushkin, Bob Casey the bass, and George Wetling joins us on drums. And then we'll go back to the 50s and to 1956 in particular. And this is a recording made for the Pacific Jazz label by a very fine trumpeter with a gorgeous mellow sound, and that is Chet Baker. He made a whole series of recordings for this label, including quite a few with his quartet featuring the piano of Russ Freeman. And that's a particularly nice combination. We're going to hear them bring us a song called An Afternoon at Home, which is what many of us may be looking forward to at this point. I'm not quite sure who wrote this song. It could well have been Russ Freeman, because he did compose a number of tunes that the quartet picked up on. Anyway, Chet Baker will join us on trumpet, Russ Freeman on piano, Leroy Vinegar on bass, and Shelly Mann on drums. And we'll round out the set, back in 1944, and this is a group called Sidney de Paris' Blue Note Jazzmen. Well, Sidney de Paris was a very fine trumpeter, and on these recordings, he's joined by Edmund Hall on clarinet, Vic Dickinson on trombone, the legendary James P. Johnson on piano, and the rhythm section is Jimmy Shirley, Al Lucas, and Al Trapeer. Well, the group will bring us a song written by Spencer Williams, and I hope I pronounced this right. It's called the Tisho Mingo Blues. Anyway, let's get started with Eddie Condon and his band and Save Your Sorrow.
Want to know what makes Ottawa's Wellington West unique? Check out The Happening, May 24th to June 1st. For the fifth year running, you are invited to partake in events, demos, and sales, as well as to enjoy special menus showcasing businesses, arts, and organizations that make up Ottawa's Wellington West. To wrap up the festival, be sure to check out The Happening Arts Park event at Parkdale Park from 10 a.m. to 10 p.m. for music, craft beer, art, and kids' activities. Visit www.thehappeningottawa.ca for details.
that was Sydney de Paris and his Blue Note Jasmine with Tisha Mingo Blues from 1944. Sydney came from a family of musicians. His brother Wilbur was a very well-known trombonist, and of course Edmund Hall on clarinet on that one. Came from a whole family of musicians, his three brothers were, and also his father, I believe. And of course, we heard the legendary James P. Johnson on piano, and a very creditable performance by Vic Dickinson on trombone. Before that, we heard from Chet Baker, who had to have one of the most mellow sounds on the trumpet of the century. Always consistent, always lovely to listen to. He was joined by Russ Freeman on that track, taken from their set of recordings made for the Pacific Jazz label. That was 1956, and the song was called, quite aptly, for a Sunday, An Afternoon at Home. And we started out with the ubiquitous Eddie Condon and his band. One of the many recordings he organized and participated in for the Commodore Jazz label in the 1930s and 40s. And that was called Save Your Sorrow. Very nice trumpet on that one by Max Kaminsky. And, of course, Joe Bushkin, always lovely to listen to on piano. He made a whole set of recordings with a group of his own called Joe Bushkin. And it's, I believe it was his Swinging Strings. Joseph Stone came out with some lovely mellow sounds on that one, often performing with the jazz singer Lee Wiley. Well, we've got a couple more recordings for you this morning, and we're going to go now to hear again from Jonah Jones. This time's with Hank Jones on piano, John Brown on bass, and Harold Austin on drums. From 1958, we're going to hear them with No Moon at All. Almost at the end of another edition of I've Heard That Song Before. My name is Stephanie Robinson, and thank you so much for joining me today. I hope you enjoyed our selection of music. Do please join me again next week at this time for more great songs from the days way back. Please stay with us right now, because Randy's coming along for the next 2 hours, and he's going to be bringing us some wonderful jazz on In Transition. And as I said, we have one more song for you this morning. We're going to go right back to 1938. The Bud Freeman Trio are going to bring us the song Three's a Crowd.